Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. MONA is a widely used acronym to help us in remembering our interventions for patients in the acute coronary syndrome, or ACS, algorithm. M is for morphine, O is for oxygen, N is nitroglycerin, and A for aspirin. Like every intervention, we must assess if it's necessary and safe based on the patient's condition, rather than just giving something to them because it's part of an algorithm. We don't give nitro to patients that are severely hypotensive, and oxygen is no different. Knowing when we give oxygen and when it isn't necessary is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Let's start with the ACS algorithm. Patients with chest pain believed to be caused by myocardial ischemia and a pulse ox less than 90% should receive oxygen. Let's say we have a conscious patient complaining of chest discomfort that radiates to the neck and jaw, as well as dyspnea on exertion. The patient's skin is pale and clammy, vitals are pulse of 110 strong and regular, blood pressure of 148 over 96, and a respiratory rate of 20. Fine crackles are heard in the patient's lower lobes bilaterally, and the ECG shows sinus tach with a pulse ox of 88% on room air. In this case, starting oxygen at 4 liters per minute via nasal cannula would be appropriate because the patient has symptoms of hypoxia and the pulse ox is less than 90%. The patient's response to oxygen administration should be monitored, including the SaO2, which should be greater than 90%. In cases of severe respiratory distress, oxygen administration via mask at 6 liters or more may be required. Now, let's say the same patient has an SaO2 of 96% on room air and breath sounds are clear. Because oxygen has little demonstrated use in patients with normal oxygenation, it may be withheld for this patient. Regardless of a patient's oxygen level before a cardiac arrest, every patient receiving CPR should be ventilated with 100% oxygen. We should use a BVM with a reservoir and supplemental O2 running at 10 to 15 liters per minute. If we achieve ROSC, O2 levels should be maintained at 92 to 98% saturation, along with an end tidal CO2 of 35 to 45 millimeters of mercury. Remember that pulse oximeters are not accurate unless the capillary bed to which the monitor is attached has adequate perfusion. Conditions such as hypotension, hypothermia, CO poisoning, and shock can all cause the pulse ox to give inaccurate readings. The pulse rate shown on a pulse oximeter should match that on the ECG or the patient's palpated pulse. If there's a reason to believe that a patient has decreased oxygenation, blood gases should be obtained. For September and October, I'm raising money for the American Cancer Society. A link to my fundraising page is available in some podcast apps or can be found in the episode notes. Like the nurse from Arizona that reached out to me when I announced this last week, I hope that you too will consider making a donation to help in the battle against breast cancer. Every donation, regardless of the size, is appreciated and makes a difference. I hope that you found this review of oxygen administration helpful. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.